Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli Daf Lamentes, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Ve'eli Yerocho Shadam Yotze Bahem Yudei Chai Vosai V'Pesach V'Chaveroth V'Olshin V'Tamcho V'Chal Chavina V'Mao. The following vegetables may be used as the mao, the bitter herbs, on the night of Pesach: Chaveroth, Olshin, Tamcho, Chal Chavina, and Mao. Yotze Mehem Ben Kamushim Avalei Kvushim V'Lei Shlukim V'Lei Mevushalim. He fulfills his obligation if they're withered, but not if they're pickled, heavily boiled, or cooked. Amidst down from a kazayis, all of these species can combine to form the required amount of a kazayis. The yotzen bekelach shalahem, over demai, over masa rishon, janitla to masai, over masa sheni behekda sheniftu. One can use their stalks, vegetables of demai, of masa rishon that had its tumor separated, and of masa sheni or hekdish that were redeemed. The Gemara says, bechazeres chasin, over ulshin, truksimin, over tamcha gangidim, V'chal Chavina, Rav Yosef Rabun Omer Rabbi Yassi Chali, Rav Moro Yerek Mar, Rav Fanav Machsifin, V'yesh Lai Tzraf. The Gemara says Chazeroth is romaine lettuce, Ulshin is Truximon, Tamcha is Gangidin, Chal Chavina, Rav Yosef Rabun, quoting Rabbi, said it is Yassi Chali. Moro is a bitter vegetable that has a dark surface and oozes a white sap when it's capped and squeezed. Hativan Hare Chazeroth Masoik. The Gemara asks, is there a species of Mao that is sweet? Hare Einu Kori Chazeroth Ela Masoik. The Gemara answers, that species is not called Mao, it's called sweet Mao. Rav Chiya B'Shem Hoshia Kor Asman Ein Hadova Tole Ela B'Chazeroth Ma Chazeroth Tchilasa Masoik B'Sefer Mao Kach Osa Amitzim La'Avisenu B'Mitzrayim B'Tchila B'Meite B'Oretz Hoshia B'Es Avicha B'Es Achecha Achakach Mao Es Chayim Avada Kosha B'Chayim Olavainim. Rav Chiya, quoting Rehoshua, said the ideal species to use is Chazeroth. Just as Chazeroth begins by tasting sweet and ends tasting bitter, so too the Egyptians treated our forefathers in Mitzrayim. First, it says in Bereishis Mem Zayin Pasuk Vav, give the best of the land for your father and your brothers to dwell. And later in Shmos Aleph Pasuk Yudalot it says, and they embittered their lives with hard labor, with mortar and with bricks. Ben Kamushim, Istanaitani Avaloi Kamushim. The Mishnah said, even if they're withered, and the Baifa says, but not withered. Amr Chista, Mandama Kamushim, Bekelach, Mandama Avaloi Kamushim, Ba'alim. The resolution, says Rav Chista, is that the one that permits withered is referring to the stalk, the one that prohibited is referring to the leaves. Rav Chiya, B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Zayis Kavosh, Omer on Lavoi Pri Ha'Eitz. Rav Chiya, quoting Rav Yochanan, says that one makes the bracha of Boyre Pri Ha'Eitz on a pickled olive. Rabbi Yaman by Yefes, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Yerek Shaluk Oimer Olav Shahakol Nyeh B'Dvaroi. Rabbi Yaman Yefes, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that one makes the bracha of Shahakol Nyeh B'Dvaroi on a heavily boiled vegetable. Amr Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzhak, Masnisa, Messiah, Ben Yamin, by Yefes, Avaloi Kvushim, Veloi Shlukim, Veloi Mevusholim, Im Vainan Heim Yatzvem Yodei Chavosai B'Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzhak said we have support to this from our Mishnah. But not if they are pickled, heavily boiled, or cooked. If they are still present in their original state, one should be able to fulfill his obligation with them. Our Mishnah therefore proves that since they are no longer in their original state, their blessing consequently changes to Shahakol. Amr b'Zeira man yada mash min Rabbi Yochanan yosef b'chir ba'aba or Rabbi Binyamin lo b'chir ba'aba. Rabbi Zeira asked the question, who is more knowledgeable in the statements of Rabbi Yochanan? Is it b'chir ba'aba or Rabbi Binyamin? Surely it's b'chir ba'aba. So why is the dissenting opinion of Rabbi Yamin being mentioned here? Roi min ador, min mada anan chamien, rabbonon olin lebriyas v'nasvin, turmuthin mvorchin aleihon boi pi adoma, v'turmuthin loi shlukin hein. Another question, from the fact that we saw the rabbonon making the blessing of boi pi adoma on turmuthin, which is lupines, but are turmuthin not heavily boiled? In teima shnihi sha'oma teira meruim, turmuthin came to shelkam batla marasam. The answer is the explanation of the Mishnah is that the Torah requires a bitter taste, but once a vegetable such as turmuthin has been heavily boiled, it loses bitter taste, so it's no longer suitable for mo. However, the blessing still remains the same after the heavy boiling. Amr Yosef Rabun, V'loi pligin zayis alidei shedarko lechol chai, afilu kovash v'ino hurak yerek kevin shesharko nishtame. Rabbi Yosef Rabun said that they, means Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yamin, do not disagree. An olive, since it's usually eaten raw, even if pickled, it's still considered to be the same and the blessing remains unchanged. However, vegetable only becomes edible after heavy boiling, so its blessing is shahakol.